Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. That's Ann and Nancy Wilson, Heart, one of my favorite groups, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ken Grombach is our guest. He's the guy that we call on to help us understand demographics, how the generational demographics shape up across the United States and around the world. He's the author of an outstanding book on this topic, The Age Curve, which I highly recommend to you. Ken, give us your website again, please.
Okay, it's actually my new website is kengronbach.com.
All right. And
G-R-O-N-B-A-C-H.
There you go. And check that out, folks. They can find both of your books there, too, right?
Absolutely.
Common Census was the first one which we helped you launch back in 98.
Yes,
Ken, you've been doing a good bit of studying on the productivity of various populations.
Yes.
Contribution of each citizen to the gross domestic product of the country.
Yeah, United States ranks very well. We're at about 50,000. So each individual
who's
person
higher?
In the United States, there are some smaller
Luxembourg. I mean, my God, they got 59. Yeah. You got 59 people in the country.
Yeah. Well, as large industrialized countries, we're probably number one in productivity. I don't have the information in front of me, so you caught me there. But I'll tell you this, we're at 50,000 per capita contribution to GDP. China is at about 5,000.
Yeah.
And we have not been at that level since 1850. And to further put it in perspective, you know, I spoke yesterday to executives from Hyundai and Kia, and we were talking about this, and I said, do you know what the per capita contribution is of North Korea? Of course, they're not close friends. I said it's about $1,500.
$1,500. Wow.
$1,500. Yeah. So there, it's a incredible the level of South Korea, for instance, productivity, the exports is about $500 billion, half a trillion. Mm-hmm. We're at like $1.3 trillion,
mm-hmm.
And the exports of North Korea $2 billion. So there's real variance,
right,
in the productivity of individuals.
Mm-hmm.
The United States is enormously productive, and it's only getting better as we continue to automate.
Right.
And I'll tell you, Jim, once we align our workforce with our needs, which, because we're going through a transition,
yep,
right now, where manufacturing literally does not have enough qualified people, once we align that, this nation's going to fly.
Well, see, and it's not just the people and the businesses that are hiring. It's also the education. We've got to have an alignment strategy of people, education, and jobs in America. We've got to do that, which we've never done. The two things that America, it's almost criminal that our leadership has not produced two things, Ken, what we just talked about and an energy policy.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, it's frightening. You want my theory on the energy policy?
Yeah.
Why do we continue to send trillions to the Middle East? I believe that the continents of the Americas, North and South America, is going to become the center of the earth, and anybody with half a brain and some money is going to move here from all the rest of the world.
Yep.
And we're going to need all the energy that we can possibly get, so we're using up the Middle East first.
That's what you. So it's like a reverse conspiracy.
How about that? Yeah.
That's one way to look at it. I hope you're right. But back to this other thing, I think I may have told you. You were talking about how productive we are. I talked to a man who built a paper mill, and I said, "How many of your people use technology in the direct performance of their job?" He said, 100%. I said, "How many employees do you have?" He said, "Half as many as the same plant I built 10 years ago."
That would follow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't mean that I mean, from my perspective, productivity is good.
Yeah.
Even if it, there are some people who are not going to benefit job-wise.
Let me give you another prediction, Ken, and this is part of your demographics. Manufacturing is seeing and will continue to see a resurgence in America.
Well, you know why? It's because China wiped out their labor force with their one-child-only policy.
Well, that's part of it, but another part of it is it's now economical and on all the levels, quality and price per unit and all that. And I think that's another thing that's going to be good for America for the next 10, maybe 20 years. Ken, thanks for being here. Good job.
The best days for America are ahead of us.
From your mouth to God's ears, Ken Grombach. Ken, we'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.